proclamation number 6582 dated the June 28, 1956. Intercession for fellow human beings. To live in darkness of spirit in this world is the fate of all those who are still bound by God's adversary, who have not yet found salvation through Jesus Christ, who therefore travel the earthly path in ignorance and weakness, spiritually blind and without the strength to detach themselves from this very adversary. The souls of these people are surrounded by very dense layers, and no ray of light can penetrate and enlighten the soul. It has occupied its body of flesh with the determination to reach full maturity therein, yet from the beginning of its incarnation it always relented to its physical body, which became a welcome tool for the adversary to prevent the soul from maturing. The soul, the spiritual being within the human being, is thus living a pitiful life in its body, for regardless of what this body undertakes, it keeps increasing the density of the soul's lair and makes it impossible for the soul to step into the light unless it is granted help. And if the human being purely lives for his body and thus no change can be expected from his side, help is to come from outside, the soul has to be freed from the control which had seized the body. And people already having found redemption shall participate in this work of liberation, which can only ever take place by commending the said soul to Jesus Christ, who alone is able to deliver it from its adversity, who is able to release it from his adversary's domination. Introducing the human being to the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ is the quickest way of deliverance for such souls. By informing him of Jesus' teaching of love, the human being can change himself and take the path to him, which will be truly successful for the soul since Jesus Christ will then take care of it himself. If, however, the person is fully under Satan's control, he will not want to accept any teaching about the salvation through Jesus Christ. He will be hostile towards the divine teaching of love since the adversary has knowingly cultivated his selfish love, and thus he will not help his soul in the slightest by trying to dissolve the layers, because this can only happen through deeds of love from which he is prevented by his selfish love. And then his fellow human being will have to take pity on such a soul and support it by providing it with the love which it is denied by its own body. It can only be delivered through love, and every kind thought will make it feel good. It experiences it like a spark of light, like a flow of strength, and occasionally it also succeeds to influence its physical governor in a positive sense. Every soul can be saved if it is lovingly supported. This should make all you humans think, for you all can play a redeeming part if only your hearts are able and willing to love. Admittedly, your love will be unable to accept the guilt of such souls and make amends for it. Yet it can impart the strength to change the will and take the path to Jesus Christ, to the cross, where they will find salvation. The soul is the thinking, feeling and wanting part in the human being. If the soul is thus provided with strength through selfless love, then it will also influence the human being from within to think and want what is right. Then the spark of love will penetrate the darkness within. It will realize the wrong direction of its will and begin to judge itself. The human being will start to reflect on his life, and the more love he receives from his fellow human beings, the more assured will be his change, for love is strength which will never remain ineffective. This is why loving intercession will never be futile, and no human being can ever go astray if loving thoughts will follow him. If he is included in prayer and entrusted to the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, what no amount of discussions can humanly achieve can nevertheless be achieved through heartfelt prayer, If love for the weak and darkened soul is the driving force to provide it with light and strength. And no human being will need to go astray if only one of his fellow human beings' love would take pity on him. Amen.